Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. The official clock at NHC says 8 a.m. Eastern. Time for the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. Starting off with the radar, you can still see the pronounced hurricane just off the Florida coast. In fact, the latest information, 95 miles east-northeast of Daytona Beach. 105-mile-an-hour winds, so still pretty powerful hurricane out there, moving north-northwest at 8 miles an hour. You can see some of these rain bands stretching inland in Florida. Some of those could produce some real heavy rain and also some gusty winds. So looking at the forecast, this is the brand-new updated one that we just sent out. So this is 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Look at some of the timing here. So by Thursday afternoon off the South Carolina coast, and notice how close to the coast we are in South Carolina, North Carolina, 2 a.m. Friday, and then Saturday racing off into the Atlantic. And that's why we have these hurricane warnings remaining very close to the Florida coast, but then from portions of the Georgia coast and the Carolinas with that warning, and also a watch up through the Outer Banks up into Virginia. So that's what we're seeing, getting very close to the coastline there with the winds. But it's not just the winds. I mean, you look at this close to the coast, it's also a lot about the water. Look at this. The Weather Prediction Center puts this out. We got a couple areas of moderate risk of some of that flash flooding that could occur from the Florida coast through the Carolinas. And then with time, you can watch it move northward. It marches northward with a high risk, and then 3 days out, moderate risk. So that's just a lot of rain. And really looking at some of the details, this is what we're expecting. Just a large area just along the coast and offshore, 10 to 15 inches of rain, which could cause significant flash flooding. And then inland, even inland, 6 to 10 inches of rain through the Outer Banks, North Carolina, through South Carolina, and the portions of Georgia here. So a very dangerous situation. Historically, the water, 90% of fatalities in these tropical systems. So we have the rain, and we also have the storm surge becoming very dangerous. As we can see right here, some of the values. This is a brand-new graphic that we've put together, really trying to get the information out on the storm surge. So the Florida coast still seeing some of that onshore flow. In some areas, 2 to 4 feet. 3 to 5 feet up towards Georgia and also around Jacksonville as well. Just those low-lying areas, just that water filters in and keeps pushing in. As we move up the coast, we got these storm surge warnings out and also watches throughout much of the coast here from Florida all the way up into the Carolinas, even in Virginia. And let's start looking at even up Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, 2 to 4 feet. Just those low-lying areas up here where the water filters in. But I do want to cover something important. It's not just your barrier islands. Some of the water levels, 4 to 6 feet on the Outer Banks and even around North Carolina, where you can see it just filter into some of those river areas. So remember, it's not just right on the beaches and the barrier islands. That water pushes into every nook and cranny and starts to pile up. So that's why we got to be careful. Listen to those local officials. Know your zone. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.